Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your Nate Seduction will be checking in a moment. We make up on the Wednesday shows what we call Hump Day After Dusk. And so, yeah, man, glad to be with you guys. It is the conclusion of the Season 10 premiere week. And, man, I'm just blessed to have y'all.
It's blessed and high to favor.
So, yes, definitely ready to have another great show. So, yes. Hitting up Nate now. But, yeah, man, definitely, man, y'all check out.
Okay, Nate, I don't know. But, okay, Nate, call back in. Yeah, I got to figure out what's going on. The devil ain't trying to let me be great at all. All right, here we go. My main mic. You hear y'all saw, man? It was just doing way too much, man. Yes. This Kale stuff has just been wearing me out. Yeah, and people are just, you know, it's definitely a war. It is turning social media into a war zone right now. So, I don't know what to say. All right, Nick, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes. What's up? What it do?
Oh, okay, there we go. I was like, man, that was pissing me off. I was like, I had a whole conversation with you over here. I'm like, she did not hear me. I'm afraid. I just said a whole lot at the beginning of the show, so I got restart on stuff. But so I guess I need to restart from the top. First off, everybody, you tuned into the Season 10 premiere week, and this is Hump Day at the Dusk. On the premiere week, we do this every Wednesday. The Wednesday shows are Hump Day at the Dusk. Monday shows have been changed. They are now called CNC Petty Factory. So check out that on the Monday shows. But yeah, so Nate, how has everything been with you, man?
Everything's been fine, you know. On my grind as usual, so. Can't complain.
You been your best behavior?
Yes, I actually have. I've been good.
You've been good? I got spies everywhere. I find out you've been good if you've been naughty, Nate. I'll find out.
Cut it out.
I got spies everywhere. Me on the other hand, I've been very naughty. Chelsea knows because I told her yesterday, doing the music break, and she was rolling. She said, "Ooh, Sadie." So yes, so but anyways, man, yeah, I'm glad. Anything else exciting happened during them 2 weeks?
Nothing too much. I really just had a little kickback in my house, bringing in the new year. That was pretty much it. I was super drunk. Had a hangover the next day.
Which I'm glad you brought that up because you haven't been your best behavior. Now that you bring it up, I knew you would spark something and make me remember it. You have not been on your best behavior.
I have been on my best
behavior. Nate is messing around. I got to bring it up. There's a certain video of you cutting up in the corner store or whatever. I don't know what your drunk ass was doing. You was just on it.
That video is super funny.
I was like, you over here trying to act like you was being rash. I was like, nah, I remember something you did some rash stuff. Don't be dumb. You sitting here on this show and like you want to be a ratchet. I saw you being ratchet. I was like, I said, what liquor got her acting the food like that?
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of different stuff that night.
Yeah, okay, see? I knew how to get out to my eye. You could be a good girl and be bad at the same time. Don't be trying to be about semantics. I know how these games go. It's about the wording. You're not gonna fool me. You tried it though, but my little memory kicked all the way back in and remember something. So I ain't trying to hear it.
It was funny.
Mm-hmm. So yes. Okay, well, anyways, we're gonna go ahead and go into a quick song break when we come back. We have our special guest. Who's our special guest for today, Nate?
Iman Gregor.
Yes, he's been on the show before. He'll be returning, and he will be telling us. He'll be catching us up with what he's been doing since on the last time we talked, and some of his upcoming fights and whatnot. So stay tuned. We're gonna go ahead and go into this quick music break and be back. Don't be no thought. Well, you can if you want, but. Just don't blame me for it later. All right, child, we back after this.
When you walked out, boy, you thought it would break my heart. I can tell why you're looking back at me, scare you apart. You said, no, you really didn't need me. You said, and you were better off without me. So what you waiting for? Go on and walk out the door. Boy, you thought it was hurt me, but all it did was just make it sure that you think I was faking. So what you waiting for? Boy,
All right, we're back on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Sadie J, and your girl.
Nice production.
Let me tell you how to do. You know what? I gotta call something out before I bring E on. I gotta call something. Let me tell you about how the devil works. Some people just got to say that. I mean, some of just the dumbest idiots in the world. They hating ass, always talking about shit they don't know, and just sounding very ignorant. So, someone had the nerve to go on Chelsea's page, and she had on lingerie. And it was very tasteful. And some hating person said, "Oh, so you a stripper now? Really, my nigga? Really? Okay. Nice talk. All right, so I got that off my chest. I'm about to go ahead and bring E on. Because these people are not going to bring the devil not going to try me today. So without further ado, the main event. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you very much. How are you guys doing?
Another
I'm doing
new
fine.
Year, a new year, same ratchet me.
Oh, bro, I hear you on that, the new year part.
Yes. I'm being just as ratchet as I was last year, so nobody got nothing to worry about.
Right.
Boy, we know you ratchet.
That's what I'm saying. They getting the same ratchet. I ain't had to do it on nobody. I'm gonna be the same ratchet.
Oh man.
But anyways, man, what's been going on with you, man? You know, since we last had you on the show, and you're on during the premiere week too, so you can't do it a big week.
Yeah, I know, man. A lot's been going on with me. I'm still doing the fight thing. Last fight I do with this guy named Anthony Womack, but a lot of people feel that I won that fight. But this next thing I have coming up, February 22nd, I am going to be fighting a guy by the name of Ryan. You're going to laugh, Cuddy. His name is Ryan Bubba Gilbert. So he's out of Michigan. He's 2-4. He's a super heavyweight, so I'm going up in weight to face this guy.
So it's time for me to be messy because, you know, this is what we do. That's what they do in the fight game. I'm about to ask you right away. You think you're going to whoop his behind, man?
Yeah, this one, I'm very confident that I'm going to win this one. I'm doing things differently. I hired a strength and conditioning coach. His name's Tom Friendlert. I probably said his name wrong. Forgive me, Tom, if you're listening to this. I've been working with him on my conditioning and everything because that was the point of my last fight. I did not like it when the announcer said, "Oh, he looks tired." My thing was I wasn't really tired in the fight, but it's just the fact that the announcers, I guess they saw that the pace was kind of like not like fast, like, you know, like the lighter guys at middleweight and welterweight. And so this fight, I started this training camp at 247 pounds, and right now I am around 270. I gained some lean muscle for this fight. I just got done training with a super heavyweight before the podcast, working my combinations and doing my drills with him and everything. So it's really coming along pretty well, man. With this guy, I analyzed his tapes and everything. So I really feel like I know what to do to put a stop to him. And it's going to be a good fight, though. A lot of people should come out and watch. If you're in Vegas, come out and watch this. It's for the MMA promotion called Tough Enough. It's like the best in the country as far as amateur MMA is. It's at the New Orleans Casino. So afterwards, you guys can go gamble if you want to. So it's a really good promotion, man. So it's just for me after this fight, I really want to go and face that dude who I drew with in May, Anthony Womack. They're very important for me.
Nice. Well, I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm glad to see you always progressing. And I give I remember because people are Ross, I pay attention. Even when I don't necessarily, I don't necessarily make it known, I've seen some of the people, man, I love the doubters that, if you lose or whatever, or if you have one bad fight, somebody wants to dwell on it and say, man, you should just quit right now, man. And, how do you overcome that, going against the doubt? It's going even harder than you already were.
Well, the thing is, my thing is with a lot of these doubters, I look at them, I'm like, okay, you guys are mad at me because I'm doing what I want to do with my life, and you probably haven't accomplished any of your goals in life, and so you want to be mad at me. There's some people out there that, I'm an amateur MMA fighter. I get more media press. I do more media work than some of the professional fighters starting out. And I'm like, hey, is that my problem that I'm doing interviews here and there and stuff like that? Maybe if you would market yourselves, you would probably get more looks, And
exactly.
I look at it as there's no such thing as bad publicity. I'm like, look at Conor McGregor. Every time people talk his name, he makes millions of dollars. So that's kind of like what I look at it. If they're talking my name, then that means I'm getting known wherever it's at in the world,
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. If they go out their way, then that tell you something. That means you're getting their attention. And they're like, man, okay, this dude, you get into him. I gotta try to shake some stuff up on him, and it's not working. All I was doing it's kind of like when people don't they hate on you, no matter what your craft is, they hate on you, and then some people go find that. People are always gonna go find out for themselves. Are you the person that the people say you are? Are you the opposite? So,
right.
And I love that.
It's so true, man. It's like as I said, that's the way I look at haters, man. I'm just like you guys are just like insecure and mad about your own lives because you're probably doing nothing in your life because you spend all your time trying to follow me and see what I'm doing with my life. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
that lets me know that they really don't have a life because you're focused on what I'm doing. And so it's to me it's like it's all about getting your name out there. There's a promotion this year that I want to fight for after these next couple of fights, and because I do plan on going pro this year by the end of the year. I already have a connection to fight overseas in Japan, and I'm going to use that connection if the other promotion don't look at me just yet. Because, my goal is to fight for Bellator MMA because I like how they treat the fighters. And plus, I want to beat up one of their fighters by the name of Jack Hager. So his name's Jack Swagger from the WWE days. But I just feel like he really hasn't earned his stripes, so to speak, when it comes to MMA. I really felt like he should have started off in, Japan or, a local promotion at least. That's why I respect, fighters like Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar because they actually fought in lesser promotions before going to the big show. And then, of course, you got Greg Hardy, who's an NFL football player who's in the UFC. And the only reason he is in the UFC is because of his name. Now, my thing is, your name can only carry so far, but pretty soon he's going to get tested. And I feel like there's going to be a fighter out there that's going to test him, and he's not going to and he's going to break. You know, it's just like when you do so much pressure, it's either you come out crumbled like coal or you come out like a diamond. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like my goal for this year. It's like is to hopefully get noticed by Bellator or the UFC, and if not, to you know fight overseas in Japan. Now, the one in Japan is confirmed because I do got a connection out there that says that they could get me a fight on a promotion out there. So it's going to be an exciting year for me. I know that that much.
Win, 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 win.
Oh, yeah, man. It's all winning for me in 2019.
Yes, sir. Well, Nate, I'm going to throw it over to Nate. Nate?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What do you do?
Oh, you know me, you know, living that fabulous life. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. So, it is 2019. It is the end of the new year. So, what do you plan on doing differently than you did in 2018?
Well, you know, in 2018, there were some things that, like, I felt like I could have did a little better. And so my goal in 2019 is to have more positive people in my circle, because the thing is, I noticed that I lost maybe one or two sponsors last year, and I just feel like those sponsors like are, you know, to me it's like they really didn't believe in my vision in the beginning. So it's to get more positive people around me, have a positive circle, and to have really good, positive sponsors, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, that's just my goal, is to have that in my 2019 goals, you know? The more positive energy you're around, the more good things happen. So... yeah, that's really my focus for 2019. And also, I plan on becoming self-employed, doing a gig that will help me to be an MMA fighter 24/7, like to be able to train anytime I want. That's a project I'm working on that I will have finalized by like summertime.
Damn,
that's good. That's real good. You got to stay dedicated, stay focused, don't let the negative energy around you, just stay positive overall so you can get to where you want to be in life. That's the ultimate goal in itself. So,
right. Yep, that is,
what else do
that
you
is
look forward to in the new year? Like, what is some other things that you want to get into besides fighting?
Okay, well, besides fighting, besides doing the self-employment thing and all that kind of stuff, you know, I've been, like, really, like, single for a little bit. So I think my focus in 2019 is to actually get into a committed relationship. I've been in some relationships in the past that really wasn't, like, commitment. And it's, like, kind of like I'm getting up there in age now, and I'm, like, kind of ready to, like, settle down a little bit and hopefully start a family. So that's kind of my focus for 2019, is to get into a serious relationship and make sure that person is also want that serious relationship, because I feel like there's a lot of fellas out here who get caught up in being like in a relationship, but kind of like, I guess, like kind of being thoughts and all that kind of stuff. And I'm at that age now where it's like, I, you know, like, there's, you know, there's thoughts out there who come at me, but it's like I'm not interested, you know, because, like, I'm on a different vibe.
Okay.
Like maybe I'll admit maybe 5-6 years ago I could have just, you know, messed with some thoughts. I mean, I'm not perfect or anything, so to speak, but like now that I'm getting towards, you know, my mid-30s and everything, I wanna, you know, settle down, do the family thing, and we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm currently single. There's really nobody that, well, I mean, I'm talking to people, but there's, like, nothing, like, serious yet that's happening.
Okay. Well, just, you know, be careful. Make sure there ain't no hoes and then, like, the, you know, because you don't want no, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife, you know.
Oh, yeah, that is for sure. You could not make a hoe a housewife. I mean, I'm like, I'm really trying to stay away from the thoughts. You know, here in Vegas, they're everywhere.
I'm pretty sure they are everywhere in Vegas. Vegas is a big city, and a lot of people like to come to Vegas to travel. And also, it's legal for prostitution in Vegas, so you definitely got to be careful. So, yeah.
Yes. But you know the way it is now is they shut down a couple of sites that people have access to. So now it's kind of like some of the sites actually they came up in a different way because some people be going to Craigslist to look for thought action, and for a time they shut it down, and the interesting thing was they were out in the open. Like, they were just out in the open like it was the 90s.
Yeah.
So, that was the thing, you know. It was just like, they were out in the, they were out in the open like it was the 90s. And I was just laughing because, you know, some of them be a little uppity, you know. They be, their name be Mercedes, but they be looking like a Buick. So... Yeah.
That's
yeah, it's true though. I mean, it's yeah. So I'm definitely staying away from the thoughts out here.
I'm trying.
Okay,
oh yeah, man.
So you talking about you trying. Boy, if you don't have several seats.
Well, it's all good.
I am.
You,
I'm trying my best. God knows my heart.
You know you forgot yourself, so I mean.
honestly, where you find the person at. You know, if you find a person at work, well, I mean, it could be a 50-50 or catch-22 at work. But like, if you find them like in a religious setting at church or something like that. You
the
know,
biggest
hoes
in the church. What you talking about?
Nah, some of the freakiest things go to church. Don't fall for that one.
You like the
matter of fact, I'm changing that song by what's called Houdini. I'm changing that song. It's gonna be called "The Freaks Come Out at Church." The freaks come out at church.
They do.
Oh man. Right. Well shoot, I guess you gotta filter all of them then, shoot. You gotta see where their standards are at.
See
know?
Where they hit it.
My thing is if I'm on a date with a girl, you know, I'm gonna be a gentleman of course. But if I see that she wants to, you know, smash me on the first night, then I know she's a hoe.
I won't say she's a hoe. She just maybe she just knows what she wants.
Nah, she's a hoe. She's a hoe. I'm sorry. She is a hoe. Now, my thing is there is an exception. Unless I've known her my whole life and all that kind of stuff, out on our first day to fish, and then it happens, I'm like, okay, we know each other. But if it's like a, you know, random girl I just met at work,
like you barely
like that,
know me, yeah.
Yeah, you barely know me, and she wants to smash me on the, like, you know, the first date, then no, it is, she's definitely a hoe.
But if she, if you drinking some, if she drinking some of that brown and the right music come on, you know, hey, you can't blame her.
Oh man, I guess, man, I like that's how I just like. Because
you know what they say, crown makes it go down.
Crown makes
so
it go
down. You nasty. You just nasty.
I never heard of that one before. I'm gonna use that one. Oh, the crown makes it go down. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh
he,
man.
He nasty. Okay, don't listen to him. He nasty.
Okay, or my another one of my favorite ones, Hennessy, get with me.
Hennessy, get with me. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or do say
so
make
funny.
The pussy loose. Can I let me stop? Okay, quick.
If you, after she drinks some of that Ciroc, she going to want some of this?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hump day. Y'all know how the hump day shows go. Our minds go all kind of places.
Right.
Okay, so you want a woman this year. You plan on becoming a pro fighter this year. What else do you plan on doing in the 2019 year?
Well, my goal is to be able to get into a house this year. So my goal is by the end of the year, I want to be able to position myself to be become a homeowner. You know, sometime. And by the end of the year, or at least in early 2020.
Okay, that's a good. That's a really good goal to accomplish. You know.
Yeah, and it's good that he's trying to find a woman too, because the house is not a home if you're not there.
Okay, with the gay draws. Okay. Well, I see you doing big things. I'm proud of you. I'm rooting for you. I pray that your success comes soon. You know, you out here working hard, and a lot of people expect to see some things happen, but they're not putting no grind behind their goals. You got to put some grind behind those goals. You got to be a hustler. You got to go after what you want. Because at the end of the day, nobody is going to hand you that stuff if you're not out here grinding for it. That's
right,
what's wrong with
right.
a lot of these people.
Yeah, it's true, though. It is true. It is a grind. You got to, you know, grind. You got to make the contacts to, you know, get the opportunity.
You got to want it just as bad as these people don't want you to have.
Right. That is so true.
There'd be a lot of people praying on somebody's downfall, but you can't let them see you sweat at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I've had some people, you know, in my circle, and, you know, there's some people who, you know, they're trying to, you know, call for me to, you know, hang up my gloves, you know, and I'm just like, nope. You know, that's how, you know, that's how you know it's like there's people who are against your, you know, against your success sometimes, you know.
Exactly.
When they want you to quit.
Yeah, the only time my haters are allowed to see me sweat is on cardio day.
Cardio day. Oh, yeah, everybody sweats on cardio day. I don't care who you are.
I just got finished. Oh, Lord, don't get me started. My trainer was in there trying to kill me.
Oh, man, I hear you, too. When I'm working with my trainer, Tom, and he pushes me to my limit. You know, he'd be like, okay, you are at your 90, you know, I guess like one time with him, I hit 93% of my maximum heart rate. And so I asked him, I'm like, so what happens if I hit 100%? He's like, oh, you'll die. I was like, oh, yeah, we don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he had, like, I guess, well, the heart monitor and, like, I guess the Bluetooth, like, type technology to where it keeps up with where my progress is at. So he knows when to push me, when not to push me type stuff. So it's pretty
good. Yeah, they were talking
stuff.
About getting it at my gym for the training sessions. They were talking about getting
right.
Getting those advanced ones.
Right. Yeah, he had me purchase it and all that kind of stuff. And it's just a way to keep track of my my progress. So it's really cool. You know, he just knows when to push me and when not to push me. You know, because you know, back in the day, it's just like you didn't know. You could be like, all right, keep going. Go harder, harder, harder. And you could be already at like 93% of your maximum heart rate. Everybody's heart rate is different.
Yeah, because I know one thing he was telling me, too, was even though the Fitbits are pretty good, they can't really tell all the way because mainly the better ones are the ones you, like, wrap around your waist or whatever because
yeah,
they get there much closer to where you can measure.
Right, right. I think he has me wear mine, like, right beneath my heart or something like that. So
yeah.
that's how he keeps track of my progress.
Well, that's what's up, man. We're both proud of you, man. Glad to see you doing what you love.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about.
Yes, man. Well, let everybody know how they can follow you and also remind them the events you have coming up.
Okay, so February 22nd, again, I'll be fighting for the world famous Tough Enough. It's in Las Vegas at the New Orleans. Fight starts at 6 p.m. I'll have tickets. Most likely they'll be sharing a link of me to where you can buy tickets through me. You can also get a hold of me through my Instagram at, you know, Iman Gregor on Instagram, E. Gregor on Twitter, Iman the Main Event Gregor on my athlete page, Iman Gregor on Facebook. Also, if any sponsors want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me through those avenues. But if you want to be more professional and corporal or whatever, you can also reach out to me through imangregor@gmail.com. So, yes, I could be contacted.
There you go. That's simple. Well, sir, we appreciate you again for coming through. And, yeah, I know so for a while you're like, yeah, we got to bring you. Yeah, y'all never know when we're gonna bring y'all back on. So you know, it was. I know it's been a long time since we had you, but sometimes it's always the time when you do come is the right time. So we're glad to have you, man.
Right, for sure. I'll definitely love to be on in the future. Definitely, before I make my professional debut, I'll definitely come on again if you guys have me back.
Yes, sir.
All right, of course.
All right.
Well,
thank you. Going to be on BN Sports. So whatever your local cable provider is, it's going to be on the network of BN Sports.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's a big fight for you. That's good. A lot of eyes on you. So that's amazing.
Yep, that is true.
You better beat his behind.
I know you will do well. Keep training in that gym and everything and keep getting prepared for that fight. That's all you can do. Just keep grinding and going hard in that gym.
All right. Will do. I will talk to you guys later.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Nay. Well, Nay, you know what time it is.
What time it is, Pastor Steady J. Dutch? Pastor Dutch.
It is the illustrious thing we have not done in 2 weeks. I know y'all been missing it. It is otherwise known as the Six, which is a list of 16s based on a particular topic that is from my choosing. And so I started really sitting back and thinking, and you know, how many days we in to 2019 already? We nine days in. I already got some good stuff. So you want to know what my my list is today, Lane?
What is today?
Things that I am already tired of in 2019. And it's only 9 days in. All right, so number one, things I'm already tired of. And we did, and this is something we got to deal with every year. See, some people, if I don't talk, you know, so now, yes, there's some people that you haven't talked to in a while, and they make, and you get to catch up back with them in the following year. But it's some people, y'all need to stay in the previous year and leave me the hell alone in the new year, please. Because my number one is the people who, if you are some negative energy ish, 2018. Guess what? I don't want you. Guess what? The deal is gonna be in 2019. Don't bring that shit in 2019. Leave me the hell alone. I ain't got time for it. You're gonna be negative. Just get away, because especially if I'm on a happy trail and I'm doing great, I don't need you to come ruin my mood. Because guess what? I'm on in that phone call, conversation, whatever, as fast as I can, so I can get right back to being happy. You're not gonna mess up my mood. So if you was acting a fool in 2018, keep your behind in 2018. Don't come trying to disturb my spirit in 2019. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Keeping up so far, Nate?
Yes. Number two. I'm tired of people on Facebook talking about what they go do in 2019. Like, y'all just woke up and realized y'all go do all these great things. Y'all should have been doing this stuff. Y'all don't got to wait till the new year to want to do better. Y'all getting on my nerves with that.
Nate, I agree. I say this all the time.
Seriously.
Like, yeah, I know, like a new year, you know, you feel like you got a fresh start, so you get to have a whole strong year. But can we please get a head start on doing this stuff? Head start, like, a lot of times I say, okay, I'm about to, you know, here's some goals I want to do. And a lot of that's why I was telling y'all think I just be trying to be the cool kid and act like I'm too cool for school. And when I say I don't do resolutions, I don't. I make goals, and I start working my way towards those goals before the new year starts. Because otherwise you wait till New Year, what ends up happening is if you don't start right away, then you keep pushing it back and pushing it back and pushing it back until you like, and then you done went months on end, and now you discouraged all of a sudden because you didn't do what you said was going to do. Don't wait. Right. Like you said, don't wait. Get a head start. December is perfect. It's getting a head start. Because I think December is the best time to start doing so, is because it's the month of the year where you're finishing, where you need to finish the year strong. So what better way to start a new year than to finish the year strong, to give yourself a head start to start the new year right? Duh. Okay.
Yeah,
Number three, things that I am already tired of in the new year that I want to go away. Man, I'm telling y'all, some of y'all. I want Cash App to go. I want people to quit. I want Cash App to go away for 2019. I know you like. Now you like. Cash App. I know people listen like Cash App. Why Cash App, bruh? Because me motherfuckers out here don't be wanting to work for shit, Nate. They just be like, put some money
they
in my
Cash
App.
Put some money in my cash app.
Nobody wants to work for shit, man. Put out a good of service and work for the money. Quit trying to just, y'all just put a link out there and tell you to put some money in there. Now, yeah, is it going to be dudes that do it? Okay, or females that do it? Yeah, there's going to be some that do it. But you know what? Y'all got to dial that down, man. Just do work. Like, we're such a late. It's like, I think Cash App has made people so fucking lazy that it's ridiculous. Like, you just want, like, I mean, my thing is this. What of all it is a different way of being a peddler or a homeless person on the side of the road. People be want to look down on them, how is that any different than a person just on social media talking about here my Cash App, put some money in it? Y'all wildin'. Don't be having no. I'm telling you, man, Cash App took the hustle out of some of these people.
Okay.
Or, I mean, some of them didn't have a hustle to begin with. Okay, yeah, that's number three. Y'all got to cut this damn. Y'all killing me with this damn Cash App, man. Y'all already killing me. All right, number four.
Number four. I am tired of this R. Kelly talk. Yeah, I didn't know he was sick.
Bruh.
And then he just dropped a video saying he finessed y'all and he paid his ex-wife to do that show. He got paid off surviving R. Kelly. He just came out and said that. I just shared it on my Facebook that he said that was a way for him to make money. So that shit is really funny as hell because he got the whole world mad as hell. But he the one that set that shit up. That's funny.
This is what I like, and when my mic was not working at the beginning of the show, it was driving this. Like, here's how I personally feel. I think he did shit, but here's my. We already talked about this on Monday. I'm like, okay, I was kind of like that. I hadn't been talking about it on social media, none of that. I've pretty much been talking about it, you know, with chosen few. Or I did it on the show, and then I was done with it. My thing is this. This is what I'm tired about with it. I'm tired of it. Like, it's really tearing people apart because, in the day, whatever your opinion is, keep your – everybody. How about everybody just keep their goddamn opinions to themselves? Because everybody is on – like, and that's for either direction. Because my thing is this. If everybody's going to start getting disrespectful of each other, that where are we getting? Like, we're not having a it's not a very meaningful conversation going on. It's just a bunch of people bickering and trying to one up the next person. Like, I'm just over it. Like, yes, I people know where I stand on the situation, but you know what? I just don't too much care about going. Like, I said my piece. I'm not going to dwell on this all goddamn week. Like, that's my thing. People are just going, like, another post, another status. I mean, y'all still talk about this shit? I'm doing my shit in silence. I ain't got to announce everything I do. If I want to listen to R. Kelly music, I'm not going to listen to his music, but I ain't going to make a goddamn announcement about it every time I'm
listening
to it. I'm
still
going
to listen to his music, huh? Still go fuck to his music, because he makes the best sex music, period. So.
but everybody, but it's... To each his own. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you might say listen to it. I'm not going to listen to it. But at the end of the day, it should have turned into this big-ass argument. Good Lord. Like, it's driving me nuts. It's fine for everybody to have their own opinions of what they feel, how they're going to approach this going forward. That's on you. But let's not turn this into a stick-at-your-chest match. Like, that's just getting annoying.
Or trying to deal. Because at the end of the day, people act like they really know him. Like, y'all don't even really know him for real in real life. And y'all just mad as hell. Like, damn.
I understand. I understand it. Like,
y'all mad at R. Kelly, but there's people in your family touching on your kids. Shut up.
But that was the correlation I was going to make was that's the thing. It's like, sometimes it enables, like, in a sense, like, I'm going to be very quick on this and I want to be done with this shit. But I feel like yeah, sometimes what's happening, I understand how people feel. Like, they feel like it enables some of these people in their family and stuff like that. Because, like, well, if he can get away with it, that makes them say, well, see, look, he did worse than us. You know, it makes them, everybody gets to playing, well, this person didn't do as bad, or this person was worse. It's this game. And no, and so nobody's really taking accountability. And I didn't mean really just every, I mean, he fucked up in the people that in their families, but that's just, it is what it is. But I don't want to sit here and, I don't want to give all my, I don't want my timeline to have to just, that's all I see. Like, we can't talk about nothing, man. Like, I'm like, bro, can we get back to, can we get,
okay.
Well, can we get back to laughing at John Creese again?
Worry about your own life, okay? Period.
Let's get back to yelling at John. Let's get back to making fun of John Creese. Talking about he the king of R&B. Let's go back to laughing at that.
Hey, that's
but,
funny as
goodness.
Hell that after Jacquees came out talking about he the king of R&B, this shit came out. Y'all, they funny as hell.
Jacquees, man, he is that guy there. But the, and then Chris Brown got the most, one of the most fire songs ever in videos.
I'm the king of R&B of this generation.
I was like, okay, Chris. See Breezy. See Breezy.
Hey, next they gonna come out surviving Chris Brown.
Okay, you know what? Anyways, number five. These I'm getting tired of already. Number five, man. Okay, and I'm just going to have to go ahead and say it. Like, someone has got to say it. And I'm just getting very... very much so annoyed with this. And I'm going to, and people, just buckle your seatbelts, because some of y'all might like what I'm getting ready to say. Some of y'all might hate what I'm getting ready to say. But someone has to say it. And that is, I'm getting real tired of people pulling, of playing this game where we just, like, if you say something on Twitter, we, like 10 years ago, all of a sudden we're using it against people? Really? Really? And I understand how Kevin Hart feels, because y'all know how I say a lot of reckless stuff on this radio show. I say a lot of reckless stuff on Twitter. I say a lot of reckless stuff on Facebook. And y'all know my magic rule. I am not apologizing for the shit I say. Don't y'all come at me. If I end up becoming famous, don't y'all come at me with this nonsense. I'm dead ass, man. Y'all know I'm not going to have some person trying to spin me and try to get me to, too late to apologize. I ain't got time for that. Apologize, got me apologizing more to Keith Sweat. Like, this is not, that's not going to work for me. If I said it, man, just relax. And sometimes, and yes, it is okay for people's opinion to change. I just don't fucking get it, bro. It's kind of like, for instance, at one point in time, everybody thought the world was flat, and now there's a general consensus that the world is round. The way we got to that point was everybody had to come, you know, that we were armed with more information, and so then that's when we decided, oh, this is what the case is. Like, come on, y'all. We got to do better than that. All right, number six.
People still hating on the next person. Can we leave that in 2018, please? Because it's quite irritating. Stop thinking you better than the next person. Like, humble yourself.
Yeah, I'm just dead, Nate. Quit. To go even more on it, like, I hate people who try to, like, ignore to try to big themselves up and try to get people to support their craft more. They're willing to spend more time hating on you than just talking about what they can do. I hate motherfuckers like that. It's people that will try to use my name and disrespect me just so they can try to get booked and whatnot. That's whack. I agree. Y'all got the wrong nigga. Y'all gonna be trying that with me because guess what? The show don't stop. It's a rolling, not a stop watch. Yeah, you know what Drake said. It's a rally, not stop, watch, that never stop. Yeah, it don't stop, man. So, yeah, get together, people. Try a little harder. All right, so that was the six, which is our list of 16 based on our particular topic. And our topic for today, again, was things I'm already tired of in the new year. All right, so we got a last segment before we get ready to go, and that is Seduction 101. What you got for Seduction 101, Nate?
Seduction 101.
Are you teaching me how to be bad?
It's okay for a man to want to right his wrongs. It's okay for a man to want to apologize. But, nigga, you already tried to apologize to me before the new year started in December. So why the fuck you calling me in the new year still trying to apologize? Then talking about you want to make it work. How you want to make it work and you're married? Leave me the fuck alone.
Whoa. You don't forget what you say.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
For real, like, I don't understand, like, how you trying to pour your heart out to me and by law, you're still married. They want to say, I can not be married tomorrow, but you still married today, so it don't matter. Shut up. Like, y'all men need to stop doing that. Like, if y'all married, make it work at home. If you're not happy, leave. Like, get a divorce or whatever. Like, it's just beyond irritating. And that's showing that you don't got no respect for me, and you ain't got no respect for your wife either. Something wrong with you.
Damn, Nate. What you do to this man? You did some tricks he ain't never seen before or something?
We only fucking once, like, and you still won't leave me alone? I still love you.
What?
I love you, man.
Damn, Nate, what you do? What you do? Jump off a chandelier or something?
I got it. This little pussy got some power.
That little 4'9" thing got some power, okay.
Got a lot of power. Talking about my bank account looking good. If you need help with anything, I got you. Dude, you was
He was ready to drain his bank account. He said he gonna do. Damn, man.
Shut up. No, can we please leave that?
I get ready to say something real disrespectful, but I said I was gonna try to be a little bit better in 2019. I am not gonna be disrespectful today.
No, because that sticks me. Like, something is wrong with you. If you can't leave me alone, like, it's been 2 years. Like, leave me alone. Like,
he got you feeling like Michael Jackson. Just leave me alone.
Okay. Like, because men need to do better in 2019 to the woman. I'm just saying, like, do better to your woman
you in 2019.
Like, stop trying to have mistresses and side bitches. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Turn that out.
I've been a naughty boy this new year already.
Not me.
I'll tell you after the show. Oh man, I know people are like, oh, okay, don't be in my inbox, dog.
I'm celibate in the new year.
They for the job, be my inbox hard.
Celibacy all 2019.
Yeah, okay.
What is real?
That sounds great now. But based on what you tell me, that little thing got some power. So somebody goes talk to that thing just right, and see how much power it got.
And stop telling me you want me to have your baby. Like, you want to be a family. Like, dude, you got a whole life.
Whoa, yeah. No, why people do this? Why is that a pickup? No, I've always been bugged by that. Why is that a pickup line?
I have no idea. How you want me to be your wife? You want me to have your baby? You want to be a family? But you already married. What the hell? Stop it.
I'm confused. I just don't know how that ever became a pickup line. Girl, I want you to have my baby. Huh? Wait, what?
I'm going to get you pregnant this year. No, you're not.
Why is that a pickup line?
Okay, period. The devil is a lie. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus.
why the pickup lines ain't never, I got to make you mine. Why is it always, I want
to
put more need?
I'm about to invest in your business, so I'm about to pay for your school books.
Right. They might not know. You might pull it, and not saying you just ain't easy, but I'm just joking saying they never know that, you know, they talk about, baby, how can I invest in your business? You might pull their dick out right there in front of them. Say, you know what, baby? Here, this how you can do it. While they get a checkbook out, zoop, all you hear is a zipper.
Gotta make sure it's clear first. Okay.
Yeah. Don't get them braces on. Just make sure you don't get the braces on it. Watch the wires. Watch the wires.
Hey, they can't feel these wires when I'm sucking it. Braces where? What are you? What brace?
What? Hell, they okay, mate? I'll tell you, 2019, I'm on my Costco tip. I need a sample of everything. Okay, see, that's the devil. Mm-mm, not listening to him. But yes, okay, Nate, that was an interesting seduction 101. She said the wires not getting the, he gonna feel the wires. Wow, Nate. That's why that man apologized to you during Christmas and New Year's for that reason.
Hey, this nigga gonna say, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas? I'm like, yeah. He like, what you get? I said, a peace of mind.
Oh. I had to have an ex. You know what's crazy? Nate, almost exactly the same thing happened to me. I was dating. Who I was dealing with last year, and I wasn't in a relationship, but I was, you know, I was in a situationship, as I like to call it, because I wasn't necessarily in a relationship, but I was in the phase of the dating phase. I figured out I wanted to, like, really deal with this person seriously and just cut everybody else off. And yeah, they proved me wrong, but nonetheless, they did the exact same thing. They called me on Christmas. I was like, I had such a driest Merry Christmas back. I was like, Merry Christmas. When I picked up the phone. And then they called me today, well, with that badass energy. I'm like, no. And that's why I made that post, because I was like, nah, I'm going to let these people know. You must know that I'm over here winning. And so you trying to come. You trying to attach yourself, but you still doing everything wrong that led me to deal with you. Having negative energy, you're not supposed to bring your negative energy into this joyful space. Not happening.
Okay.
So, no, I know exactly what you mean. I just dealt with it. I dealt with Christmas. Don't call me. Don't do the, just see how you doing stuff. Go find the way everyone else find out. Read my social media. I tell people what I do. Mm-mm-mm. Nonetheless, well, Nate, you got anything coming up we didn't know about, ma'am?
Just stay tuned. I've been working on a lot of stuff with this business as far as paperwork goes and stuff, so just stay tuned. Getting things moving for, you know, so just stay tuned.
Just stay
okay,
tuned.
I don't want to, you know, I like to have my ducks in a row before I speak on things, which they are in a row, but I don't like to put any negative energy on my next project. So I don't like people to try to prey on my downfall when I'm about to release stuff. And that's why I move in silence, because I don't want any negative energy surrounding what I'm getting ready to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the other thing, Nate, I'll tell y'all that this year I'm cuffing Nate, so y'all niggas can quit trying now. All right, well, yeah, so I didn't have this information for y'all on Monday's show, but I told you, I pulled a name. I said, oh, well, I got some stuff coming up. Y'all be on the lookout for that. Well, I got something. I actually got something. One of my moves I could actually announce all the way now, because y'all can't stop the shit. It's already in motion and it is set. February 9th. This studio will be opening on the 2nd of February. Studio Belvedere, they'll be opening up. They're also an event space, all that good stuff. I'll hit them up. All you got to do is go on social media and look for Studio Belvedere, and you'll be able to get more information about them and how you can rent space and rent stuff for your events from them, all that kind of stuff. But the announcement I made was that I'll be using their studio space monthly, so I'll be doing stuff at least once a month. I'll be doing power shoots out of there that you can definitely book in. I'll come to shoot. Don't be trying to ask me for the free because I'm not doing no free at the studio. It's not happening. So yes, if you want to book, hit me up and we'll lock something down. So yes, it's about to get real. I'm excited. I'm very much so excited. I cannot wait. So yes, I'm excited, man. Y'all weren't able to tell that on Monday, but now I'm able to tell it. Like you said, I'm not gonna tell y'all MF is anything until it's in motion.
Exactly. Block that negative energy.
Oh, yes. And as a reminder, it'd be pretty much every Monday, but now, on Monday's show, Chelsea was actually in, was here to the show with me. And so she'll be coming over here every Monday doing the show live from here as well. Yeah, pretty much every Monday that you can, which, and now I sound like for a while we're going to be good every Monday. So she'll be here doing the show live. She also does Instagram Live and Facebook Live during the show, so y'all can see her while she's doing the show. Y'all go to her pages and follow her, and you can keep up with that. Or just go to dustspot.com or dustspot, follow all those places. You got this hat information on that. One initiative that we said we're gonna start soon, everyone, is every week, Nate and Chelsea are each gonna pick a different woman every week for us to recognize on our Instagram or on the Dust Spots Instagram, and it could be, you know, you could be a business owner, model, whatever, somebody that's doing something. They'll let me know, and then we'll post you on there and shout you out and give you some love, because that's what we try to do. We try to empower women all 2019 and spread awareness to empowering women to empower y'all. So that's how we're doing it. And issue 51, the three value series of issue 1 just dropped. Volume 1, the North Carolina edition. Volume 2, the New York edition. And Volume 3, the Texas edition. You can go find all those at, you simply go to the Human Canvas Mag page. It will give you more information there. And, yeah, go there and be able to find how you can get the magazine and all that stuff. And find out about what our next issues are. And like yesterday, I did a whole. I forgot to do it on the first. I was going to do that, but I got so overwhelmed. I ended up doing like a whole recap of everything I shot personally for the magazine. And yes, and of course, who was in that list of people I shot for last year? It was Nate. So, yeah, man. I was glad to shoot Nate. I think I'm not even just saying it because Nate was on the show, but I honestly think that's some of my best work I've done to date. Was that? So yes, I definitely appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So Nate.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. And I'll cross my fingers that Nate just sneaks up on me and Chelsea down here. Sometime this year, he says, "Oh, hey, y'all coming to town? What? Nate, what, you?
You never know.
I got my fingers crossed that Nate just sneaks
pop
up, pops
up
on
Dallas. Never know.
Yeah, go ahead, make a pop up. We ain't gonna let you go back though. So you come down here, we gonna lock you up in the closet." You know, I thought the cousin, R. Kelly was lucky. Yeah.
Nah.
I give you some chocolate. Then you gotta call me daddy.
You funny.
Alright, well, anyways, y'all, that's it for season premiere week, man. We back. We've been gone for two long weeks. But y'all know how we do it, man. We always got to do that to gear you up for a new season. So we're back. It's definitely great. Next week, ooh, Nay, hope you are buckling your seatbelts because next week got a guest next week, too. And next week is going to get nasty. Y'all think we were joking around about a lot of nasty stuff today, but next week is going to get real nasty because we got a sex break coming on the show next week.
Oh, okay.
And she actually has a radio show that she does. And y'all think we nasty on here on the Wednesday show? Oh, y'all go to that show, they get real nasty. So she's gonna be on here next week, and we will be man, it's gonna be very reckless. Just let y'all know now. And then Monday might have a guest Monday, but like I told y'all, we gonna bring some. I'm gonna start bringing some celebrities on y'all throughout this year, just to let y'all know. We can bring celebrities. We've done that several times before. Don't y'all forget it. So, yes, we will be stunting extra hard this year. But, nonetheless, again, Nay, appreciate you, man. Glad to have you back and glad to, you know, start a new year, new season.
Likewise.
All right. Well, y'all know how we end every show, man. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or there's a
Nay, there is a way.
A way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live with your boy, City J, and your girl,
Nay Production.
And what's that public service announcement we give everybody every hump day?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
And move them brace wires out the way. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.